Oh, well, yep.
Hey guys, it's 9:30, time for the Friday Night Hangout. This is where we grab a brew, shoot the breeze, and interact tonight. Small panel tonight, but that's okay. Lots of good content here with you. We've got Carrie from Cape Breton joining us tonight. No need to do the formal intros that we normally do when we have a larger panel, but hey, just me and Carrie tonight. And you guys can follow along, give us, send us a tweet, avoidingchores.com in the comment box, YouTube, Google+. We'll be checking on those momentarily. And, of course, we'll be the show will be available once. It's about 10, 15 minutes later, and we'll also have the audio-only podcast edition ready for you. So let's get going, Carrie, with the first part of the show, which the highlight, which is what we are drinking tonight. So, Carrie, what are you drinking tonight?
What are we drinking tonight? I wasn't even looking at the topics today, and I found this someplace. It's a Pickerel.
It's bitter. Excellent. Good stuff.
One of my favorite ones.
Well, speaking of Picaroons, they have their extreme limited edition Nebulator, which is a dry hopped extra special bitter, which is, well, a dry hop version of what you're having there with the best bitter. So that's only at their Brew Fredericton's. So that sounds like an interesting beer from Picaroons for sure. Especially since Best Bitter is a pretty good beer. I am drinking tonight the latest release from Garrison, a collaboration brew, Bose Natural Brewing in Ottawa or Van Cleek Hill. This is their Sweet Ride Harvest Wheat Ale, 6% brew. When Bose came down to the Halifax Beer Fest, they collaborated brew. Garrison was doing their Harvest Wheat. And they brought their Bose secret ingredients and did their 6% here. And I got to say, probably one of the top three releases that Garrison has ever done of beer. It is just really, really good. Really nice floral bouquet, but it has a lot of hops. And a lot of hops to it. Good malt background, nice hops. No bitterness at the end. At 6%, it you can do two ways. You can drink it really fast or session it. I prefer sessioning it because it has an alcohol burn to it. Even though at 6%, but I think it's the not the Fuggle. They do have the secret ingredient here that Bose brought, which was a traditional herb that they used back in the day here, so I'll try to dig here. I'll mention it a little bit later once we do the second, what we're drinking here. But anyway, the Garrison Bose collaboration, I'll get it now. And also, just want to mention here, Trail Shop, they got their, our friends at Trail Shop in Halifax, they got them ready for their winter season, so they got a whole bunch of them in, and they're increased their marmot offerings, so you can also go to their store, Crimple Road, and check out what they got coming in. And of course, it's at North Brewing. They have their Many Hands collaboration brew, Wishing Rock, with butternut squash and lots of hops. That's available now. And our friends from North, they're keeping busy for sure. All right, Carrie, let's go on. Let's start with our topic here, which is the New Brunswick election recap. And I don't know about you, but I wasn't online via the CBC app and for 2 hours listening to the live stream and stuff. First of all, did the election, barring the electronic voting issues that came afterwards, did the results kind of surprise you at the end of the day?
No. No, it didn't, and like I said in some of the other earlier discussions we've had on this, if you're going to push something out with a referendum-type question in the vote, then you're just ready to hang yourself out to dry, especially on issues that are very, very topical. But other than that, there was only, I guess, only one good choice after that. So they would, unfortunately, well, or fortunately, depends on how you look at it, the going back to the Liberals. Am I right? Or the Conservatives?
No, the Liberals. Now, they did elect one Green member, Coombs, in the Fredericton area, so he's in there. So, you know, less popular vote, Greens got in, but the NDP with two times the amount of the popular vote did not get in at all. I think it's safe to say that NDP should just pull up stakes. They never get in New Brunswick. They've been trying for I don't know how long. The best they've done was with Elizabeth Weir. And you know what? What are you going to do? Like, you know, New Brunswick is a two-party province, very divided north-south. You know, you look at the map, the French areas in New Brunswick went liberal. The English-speaking areas went conservative. Ironically, a lot of the urban areas of New Brunswick, they went conservative. So, you know, as you said, with the referendum, yeah, it was a referendum. And even though the Liberals didn't really say outright they would ban it, and they would, you know, take a look at it, but, you know, they were kind of wishy-washy on it. And I wouldn't be surprised if they'd be going for that at some point with it. So I don't know. We were talking about the election fiasco earlier. Basically, they had electronic voting, and there were a little problems because there was a while there for an hour and a half. There were no results being updated online. So that was pretty much when I went to bed, and I missed it all. But apparently, there was a discrepancy in the results. Whatever people were phoning in at the polling offices to the Central Elections New Brunswick, and once they got the memory cards, those numbers were not the same, and all hell broke loose. But there was some stuff that today came out, which I didn't get a chance to read the news, Kerry. Did you see anything today about the certification votes in New Brunswick, which was 4 days after the election, which was today?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear anything.
All right.
I didn't watch news this afternoon. I was busy.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking, and I didn't see anything on the Twitter, so I'm pretty certain that other than a few writings where they're going to do a recount, just as it was so close, I think pretty much the election will stand, and we'll have a Liberal majority. So now Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, I have Liberals, and I believe there's going to be some elections in PI and in Newfoundland. So, you know, the red wave is starting to form, Kerry, from east-west.
Yes.
For the Federals.
There may be a change.
Well, you know, we can roll that into the next topic, which is Justin Trudeau. You know, other than his summer pancake tour, where, you know, he got a lot of press, I haven't heard much about him in months. Hear about the great work that the NDP is doing as official opposition. And you got to get NDP. They are doing, on the federal level, a fantastic job with opposition. I just love watching Mulclair on the news clip, giving his lawyer-type questions. I think they're doing a great job. But Justin Trudeau is boycotting Sun Media. A story of a rant that happened a little while ago. Kerry, did you get to read that story a bit?
No, I heard it on the news a couple days ago on CBC News or a few days ago on the way to work. I think it's good that he does that. As far as the controversial news for Sun Media, are we talking about Sun Media?
Yep, Sun Media now.
Yeah, sure, yeah. They like their sensationalism, and they're going to get it what I'm trying to say is that if they benefit from Justin Trudeau boycotting them, then that's all good news for them. That's how they're going to get their story about it. And they'll say, "Oh yeah, he's bad, but answering these back again. So they're going to sensationalize on that. Never mind the story that you might put out that's even better than that.
Mm. I guess the big thing, too, is that, you know, what sparked the original discussion on the Sun Media, which was, you know, a kiss, some Trudeau kissing the bride, somebody else's bride or whatever for a photograph. Like, I mean, really, seriously, like, are we going to go that far down the road? This is, oh, I've been to a few weddings. There's shenanigans that happen at a wedding. But anyway, I know Sun Media, and I mentioned this before, Sun Media for a while there, I kind of liked. You know, I watched their stuff online, but it just seems lately they've really gone to the deep end, further than the Fox News stuff. I don't know if they're trying to really differentiate themselves. But Justin Trudeau's ban was only with the English Sun Media, which is owned by Quebecor. So he wasn't banning or boycotting the French media, Quebecor, which was, you know, really the two big newspapers in the province. So, you know, it's kind of basically saying Justin Trudeau is basically boycotting the West, and we know how well that went for his dad, trying to do stuff. Anyway, so reminder, folks, Friday night hangout, small panel tonight, but that's okay. We got the same topics as usual. We're gonna give a quick stab at the comments here. Carrie, we'll give you a chance to reload the comments page on avoidingchores.com. You can also.
I can't find it.
What do you mean you can't find it?
I can't find it.
What?
I can't find it. No, I can't find it.
All right, well, luckily I got an email notification that Bluefin sent a comment on the avoidingchores.com. Tonight, he is, I guess, drinking a Cannon Doppelbock Lager from the Brasseur RJ from Montreal. Comes in at 7.6 ABV. Picked this up the last month when I was in Quebec. I will update you later how I find it. So thank you, Bluef, for that update. So if you're wondering how you can watch the show, or wait a minute, you're talking about avoiding chores, guys. What are you talking about? Well, you just need to go to avoidingchores.com, top of the hangout, on the menu, on the top, and the first thing should be the story page. Should be
the YouTube though.
The hangout page. But you should be able to get the comments at the bottom of the page.
I can't find it.
Oh my, unbelievable.
Oh yeah, cool. I'm having a
Tough time? Well, that's okay. I'll give you the URL here. I'll paste it out here in our internal chat here. Yeah, that's crazy. So people were probably wondering where's the talk about Montreal. Our for those who've been watching the Hangouts for a while, Jocelyn, who joins us for the Hangouts, he moved on to Montreal. He had moved from Halifax, well, actually from Dartmouth to Montreal, and he's at the Duciel Brewpub in downtown Montreal, having a good old time, and he sent us kind of the bill, and you know, compared to what we were paying here, what we would pay here, Osha, he's definitely getting a bargain for sure. For sure. All right, so let's go ahead, Gary.
YouTube. I got YouTube. Found that.
Oh, you found that? Any comments on
that? Yeah. A few. Some good ones, too. Ooh.
What we got?
Jason Spears says, hi, guys. He's drinking a Bone Shaker IPA tonight. I had a couple of them last week, and they're really good beers. I like them.
Yes.
Chuck Turner says, good evening, everyone. He's trying out a Rare Bird Full Steam Stout. Like it. So got a really heavy coffee aftertaste in it.
Okay. Good stuff, Chuck.
That's my opinion. Slow River. He says, no picture in picture tonight. He's enjoying a Bose Knight Marzen.
Oh, yes.
Full season October Lale. He made it up to Guelph for the Wellington event I mentioned last week, and it was an amazing barbecue catered by a bistro downtown, and four free samples.
Nice.
They were also brewing a crowdsourced brew. Interesting. And we did a brewery tour, which where they could vote on the hops, etc., to use. Hope it turns out. Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Mm, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, you know, definitely Wellington Neal was able to bring back some of their beers over the holidays there. So definitely Wellington. And, definitely get my
attention. And one more from.
Yeah.
And one more from Chuck. He says, Levant is a jerk.
Yeah,
well,
you know.
Must be talking about Ezra.
Well, he gives a good argument for kind of fracking, you know, in a way kind of like, come on, I want to be a half province. But then the rest of the stuff he rants about, just it doesn't make any sense. He's crazy. Yeah. Hey, well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, he's all over the board.
All right, perfect.
He also says that.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. He also says that, but you don't boycott one of the largest media organizations in the country because of one columnist's bad taste.
Exactly.
He imagines he's referring to Justin Trudeau is boycotting them because they don't ask easy questions like CBC, CTV, and Global. Oh. That's a good one, Chuck.
Good one, Chuck. Yes. All right, thanks, guys. Thanks, the crew on the YouTube commenting tonight. All right, before I lose my place here, I had some stuff here. All right, so I am drinking the Garrison and Moose collaboration Sweet Ride wheat harvest wheat ale. And Alex from Garrison had sent me the tasting sheet, or the spec sheet, days ago, I think yesterday, for this. So basically it is brewed with rye, wheat, Munich malt, copper color harvest is ripe with aroma of herb and black pepper, melon, and citrus fruit. I'm getting more herb than anything else, but yeah, maybe too. The addition of the bog myrtle, that was the secret ingredient that Bose brought down from our friends at Bose, provided additional herb and spice character. Dry hopped to provide a floral, hoppy finish, licorice, and caramel undertones appears throughout. So pairs with just well with hearty meats and vegetables, as it does with hot and spicy dishes. Try it with a peppery beef stew. Tell you boys, this is pretty nice, pretty for wheat ale. Mm. The word is it might make it to some LCBOs. Talked to Garrison today there, so maybe a few cases will make it out there. So Neil and might be able to find one. Late, so. And Kerry might be able to find it too at the NSLC.
Where?
NSLC oh. At some point, Harvest Ale.
Yeah, I got some other. My son is in Fredericton. He'll pick me up some good beers too from Pickerone's, my favorite.
Yes.
Craft beer. So.
Oh damn! They got their tabulator dry hop ESB.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna bottle it though. They're probably just having.
Yeah, growler only. They said. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next story here, which is appropriate because it's essentially the news organizations did their piece on it. They were basically feet from the door. So basically, people in Halifax drivers really suck. Not only do they hit pedestrians, they run through stopped bus stops. So school buses with the lights flashing and the arm extender out, cars are still passing them. And our particular stop right here in front of the house, like 100 feet, I'm sitting right now, or 200 feet, whatever you want to say. It's not far. Stone's throw, that way. Every day, bus stops, lights flashing, 2 to 3 cars will pass, no problem. Every day. Four-lane road, Hammonds Plains Road, very busy, and the cops have been sent out the stop for 2 weeks now. Every day, they can lease 4 cars a day. tonight when I got home a portable radar. Your speed is sign. You know that LED sign when you go down the highway, it tells you what your speed is, kind of like the automatic radar. I got one on my hydro post tonight on my driveway here. So they're really trying to get the traffic down here. Carrie, you have these types of problems up in Cape Breton with people stopping for school buses? Like, what the hell's going on?
I really have no excuse. I don't travel at that time. So it's kind of not a problem for me, but there are other traffic issues that we have to worry about. Like from where I live on the Glace Bay Highway, halfway between Glace Bay and Sydney, and there's the highway is posted at 80.
Mm-hmm.
People go down to that 105, and they just reduce the speed in one section down to 70, and people are still going doing 90 around it and stuff. But like, I have no sympathy for them if they get caught.
Me neither.
So.
Yeah, no. Apparently, when the people were ticketed, they got over a $4 fine and I believe 4 points off their license. So it's not all infraction. The only problem that gets me is that people with their excuse, I did not see it. I was in a hurry. I was distracted. Didn't see the bus. And sure, it's a 4-lane road. You'd be going 50 on this road. The problem is the way that the road is built. People really go at 80 kilometers an hour. It's a very, very dangerous stretch of road. We've had 3 T-bones in front of the house in the last year. I believe there was a guy that got killed 2 houses down just by trying to back out of his driveway here. So
he's backing out is illegal.
That, yes, I know about that. Backing is a bad thing. I guess it's like, you know, should we do what a lot of American towns are doing, where the speed limit is essentially 40 kilometers an hour? Carrie, should we drop the speed limit down 10 clicks? And just go slow.
Well,
do you think that make a difference?
At if you drop it down 10, they're going to do 10 above what's posted, or 15 above what's posted.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're gonna try to edge the radar and say, oh, I was close to that. I think it was close to that. And then say, well, you know what, you're still over in these. So that's one thing that they do, and yet I am a fan of speed cameras everywhere. I don't care. People say it's infringing on their rights and everything else, but if you're going over the, if you're breaking the law, if you're breaking the Highway Traffic Act, sorry. That's it.
Well, that I totally agree with you. Well, look, you know, if you want to go fast, go fast. I'm not saying I'm perfect either. You know what, some days I got the lead foot too, but over time, I don't becoming old or whatever, it just seems naturally, maybe I am old. I don't know. I tend to slow down in certain parts of town or in certain congested areas out of habit now. Because I know that I'm going to run into something. Something's going to happen, and I need to be at that slower speed in order to accommodate. I know. Have you found that, Carrie?
Yeah, and it happens to her a lot too. And more again, it's distracted drivers that are just not paying attention to what they're doing. And if they just do the speed limit and stop looking at their cell phones and pay attention to the road in front of them, not talking to the passenger beside him.
Yes. Well, apparently we're going to have some new legislation to increase the penalties for distracted driving. So they're probably going to be the toughest in the land. All right, let's do a quick comments, Carrie. I'm trying to get, since you got the YouTube VHS refresh, I'll check the Avoiding Chores page.
Yeah. Okay.
For people watching here, you can leave a comment on avoidingchores.com, on the show page, the YouTube. You can send us a tweet. I'm in the process of trying to load up the Avoiding page, and this is really funny because my Wi-Fi, I have two routers, and I have the old router, and then when I flipped over from Eastlink to Bell Fiber Op, the new router, but the way they plugged it in, I got two routers to choose from. Anyway, the old router is just screwing up. It's not doing very well. So I'm having trouble with some of my devices trying to connect here. Carrie, do you have any new comments to page as I try to load up?
No, nothing new on the YouTube. No.
Nothing new on YouTube. All right, so I am just going to get to the Hangout page. Just a reminder, everybody, that the replay will start 10-15 minutes when the show tonight. We're a small panel tonight. Hey, people got lives. There's Oktoberfest going on. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. People are moving to Montreal and such. It's going. Also, we have the audio-only podcast version for to listen to on their commute on the weekend here. All right, we got Blue Fairy saying here. He said when he was the NLC, the Newfoundland mission yesterday, saw some Garrison raspberry wheat beer. I didn't get it because I have too many in my fridge now. I picked up a lot of different beer on my trip to Ontario last month. Have you guys tried Garrison's raspberry wheat ale? I tried to avoid that beer. Nothing, as you know, I'm a Garrison lover. Love the Garrison. But you know what? The raspberry, I just don't like. I don't like raspberry in my beer. I like blueberry. I like fermented blueberries in my beer, but I don't like raspberry. Carrie, are you a raspberry wheat guy?
No. Nope. I'm a bitter guy or a suck guy.
Yeah. I won't say that, but I can tell you that the times I actually bought a six-pack of the red can occur on one hand with four of my digits amputated. So it doesn't... it doesn't occur very nothing bad about Garrison, but you know I just don't pick that one up. So, and then Mike continues to say here that trying to finish this Cannon Doppelbock beer, not really enjoying this one. It's very strong with a burning whiskey aftertaste. Next is his newest homebrew, a pale ale. Tapped the keg earlier this week. It turned very nice. Good stuff, Mike. If you can see behind here, I have, it's 7 days now fermenting, I have a Imperial Amber Ale. It's a double IPA, it's a little bit more amber. I think it's going to be really close to the Boxing Rock Vickers Cross. I did the initial original gravity reading, which shares on the blackboard. Things hold. This might be like a 9 or 10%. Double A. It's going to be insane. I'm hoping it's going to go down to 8. Anyway, I'm doing the single fermentation. So it's in the carboy. It's being dry hopped with a whole bunch of Amarillo hops. 11 days, I'll transfer it to a keg and give it a try there. So, and I am, and this was my very first brew in a bag beer kit that I've done. So before I was doing the beer kits where I would grab, there'd be some syrup, some malt, and then just grain I would steep and stuff like that. Made very good beer, but this time I went all grain. So, you know, OG home brewing grains, barley and water, that's it. You know, that's kind of was my day. And I used the brew in the bag, so I got a big, you can see it there, you can see it. So that's a 10-gallon kettle up there on the top of the shelf, and inside of that is a nylon mesh bag and I put all my crushed grain, 12 pounds of grains, goes in the bag, put 6 gallons of water, 7 gallons of water, and I just simmer that for like 2 hours, whatever, and I end up with wort. So the only problem is when you lift the bag, it's damn heavy. So if you want to do some curls, build those triceps, do this way. Now, you probably noticed that I got a new one here. I got me an immersion chiller, got me some copper tubing, because I needed to chill that beer. The problem with this pot, boys, a 10-gallon pot doesn't fit in your sink as nice. You can't give it an ice bath to cool down your beer. You need to pitch the yeast. So I had to go to Home Depot, spent $20 copper, and I already had the tubing and stuff, so my next beer batch, I'll be sticking that copper thing into the pot to chill the beer. So, lifting it up, putting it into the sink, and filling up with it, and let the cold water get through the pot and the heat out of it. Anyway. Really hot, Kerry. It gets really hot.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
Oh, I've been there. Thermodynamics.
Yeah.
Thermodynamics.
We used the copper for something else in Cape Breton.
Yes. Well, okay. Did you notice that it's in the right shape for something else?
Yeah.
And you notice a bucket.
Yeah.
I'm ready for something else.
Don't put the hops in it and you get that, yeah, whatever.
All right, talking about beer, kids. We're talking about beer. We're not talking about
other... I saw a crazy guy on Facebook drinking beer out of a pitcher.
That's just crazy.
With a little hat on his head.
Well, I'm hoping maybe not the next hint, but definitely the one after. But I'll be drinking out of that, because if it maintains its 8% ABV for a double IPA, I'll be really happy here. All right, with the comments here, Bluefin still continuing here. I think we should all sound in residential areas. My brother moved into Victoria, BC last year. First, when he got it, drove him nuts how slow everyone was driving. Now, a year later, he just accepts the slow living and says it's much more relaxing. Not in a hurry on the coast. Life is good. Take your time. What's Bluefin saying? Kerry, you got the YouTube
page? I got the YouTube going on here tonight. GC Storm says he's late getting in. He just got home, poured a glass of homebrew. That's the West Coast IPA for him.
All right, good stuff, Roger.
Stuart Grandy. Hi, Stuart. Never met you before.
Stu!
Anyway, driving in the HRM is crazy. His daughter just got T-boned and lost my great second car.
Oh, man.
He has the old insurance. Yeah.
The Matrix, Stu? Matrix? Oh, man.
Yeah. Slover says he likes the look. It looks like Keith is having a good time. And he's got a great hat, a sweet hat, yes.
Yeah, so for people who follow... Yeah, so for everybody who follows Keith on Twitter, he's at the Oktoberfest at Tannenbusch, and he is drunk part. So you see his Twitter... You'll know what we're talking about. All right, good stuff.
Yeah, can you see him doing the thigh slap and dance later on?
I Keith do a whole bunch of stuff. All of a sudden, it's a scene from a Hostel movie or something like that. So he's fighting for his life. Anyway, so went deep. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
That's it. Nothing else.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, man, that's a nice, good stretch of comments here, guys, for sending us some comments. Of course, this is a part of the show that we're going to talk about drinking tonight. I did the big expose on the Garrison and Bowes Tractor Side Harvest Ale, 6% ale. And tell you, the Myrtle Bog makes a big difference. It's hoppy, but doesn't have that bitterness. I don't know what's... Could it be this herb, Carrie? Really nice. 6%.
Oh, probably. There are a lot of different herbs and things that can be used to make beer a little bit more bitter.
There's a sweetness. There's a sweetness in here that's not sugar. It's not... Maybe it's a like a fermenting type of smell, like a fermenting root, herb, Jägermeister or something. Like there's maybe take a whiff of the Jägermeister and take a whiff. Maybe I'm not gonna be that far. That kind of herb, earth, spicy notes. Anyway,
I never smoked Jägermeister. It goes down too fast.
Well, you gotta take time to enjoy your Jägermeister, Carrie. Come on, what are you drinking tonight, though?
Well, I am drinking tonight. Wait. I just had to open another one. It's the best bitter by Pickle Rooms.
No, it's not the best bitter.
That's that right there.
No, that's not.
Oh, no, that's a Blue Ale.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
All right. Okay, I'm going for blonde.
All right, blonde. Picaroons, Carrie's favorite. Since Carrie's pouring there, let's some other beer news here. Ladies Beer League, and they are working hard, or tracing really hard, with the Atlantic Canada Beer Awards coming next weekend, October 4th and 5th and 6th, with a whole bunch of events at Stillwell, Stubborn Goat, and Lion and Bright. It is a legit BJCP certified thing. There's going to be 15 beer categories. There's going to be, there's like 15 or 20 beer certified judges in Nova Scotia or Atlantic Canada. So I guess they're all coming down for this. We're going to have Canada's only master beer cicerone, and forget her name. But she's coming down. She wrote a book. It's called Beerology. You can find it at Garrison, or you can find it online, of course. That should be. They got 170 entries from breweries across Canada, and really nice to see what local people are doing. So that's next weekend. A lot of the sold out. Personally, I think I'm going to go to the book launch. That's at Bright on, I think it's on the Monday, so check that out. Information, go with the Atlantic Canada Beer Blog or the Atlantic Canada Beer Facebook page for that. And on avoiding chores, Carrie, you know, we just don't do beer. We do hiking and stuff like that. I carry my InReach, my satellite communicator. Not a spot. During the month of May and August, there were an average of 5 InReach rescues per month that occurred using the DeLorme InReach. So that's pretty interesting.
Is it bad or good?
5 rescues?
Yeah.
I guess it's good.
Zero would be better, but...
I don't know. Spot never did release the competitor, the one-way communicator, never did release how many SOS rescues done, so... I don't know. I think now there's more and more using the InReach in terms of the outdoor expedition crowd than the Spot. I don't know, it just seems the tide is turning for sure, so they definitely done some the flex stuff with the kayak, suspending the plan when you're not, you know, you're not using it and stuff, so that's making a little difference. Our friends at Liverpool Hell Bay Brewing, they went with 10 area businesses to create a media inventory, images and videos to promote Queens County, Liverpool area, and you can read about that on Hell Bay's Bruin Facebook page. Kind of interesting. Privateers Lane, Hell Bay, I think Okoa, Kenmukujik Seaside. I think they've participated in this particular check here. And finally, Sea Level Brewing. They got their Saint Heather Ale that is available, and that includes locally grown hops and heather, which is a herb. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I have heather. I don't know what that looks like. All right, let's move on.
She probably looks better than Cindy, but anyway.
All right, Halifax is getting its own big lift project. The McDonald Bridge, the old bridge in Halifax, we got two bridges. One of them, the McDonald Bridge, is getting a makeover, and what they're doing is they're employing a company from the States, I think so for some, and they're going to repair the bridge in sections. So they're going to be lifting sections and such, and anyway, millions and millions of dollars to fix. Carrie, any projects in Cape Breton that they can relate to us in terms of what to expect in terms of traffic delays or...
Yeah, the Sydney River Bridge going from Sydney River to Westmount?
Yes.
They're almost finished it. Like, it's been a year now, almost a year now, so they're probably going to be online by the December, January to get it up and running. It goes across the harbor from Sydney River to Westmount, and if you don't, a lot of people like that because it's a short route, so now they have to go from Westmount around over to the 125 and down in around into town. And
yeah.
Not a huge delay, but it's a delay. So I can understand if they're going to move, they're going to lift this bridge, it'll be a big traffic chaos problem.
Oh, it's a huge job, and this bridge is well over 50 years old, so the platform is not as modular as it is now. So I assume there's going to be some production overruns, overcost. Sorry, guys. It's the Myrtle Bog that's added. Myrtle Bog?
I got to Google that. Yep.
Bog Myrtle. 40 IBUs, hint ABV for this.
What is this stuff called?
It's called the, it's Bog Myrtle. MYRTLE. The Bog, BOG Myrtle. And don't say it's moss.
No.
Anyway, the hops in this Garrison one was Citra, Cascade, Columbus. That's what Bose is doing in Ottawa. That's what they're using. Stuff. Wow. Hey, Carrie, we got some comments here on Open Chores here. Going crazy. Crazy this week. Let's see here. Hey Jim, I was speaking with Roger, GC Storm, here this week about all grain or brew in a bag. I'm leaning to that soon, thinking about building a small 6x6 brew shed to go all grain. I noticed you had a new wort chiller in the bag. Sounds interesting. Yes. And it's funny they mentioned about the brew shed. I mentioned to the missus, I was looking out back, and I said to her, hey, ironically, I read above all the bylaws about building shed attached and stuff. Now I think I can just start digging next to this existing shed and just start buying some cement blocks and try to get something there. But then I realized, oh, it's a really long way from the sink back to the end of the backyard. But probably just the reason why I did brew in a bag is that it is really compact. You have the kettle, the bag, you have the grains, you steep it, you boil it, you take the bag. You need something to put the bag in, which is the bucket that I'm using, which was the bucket. And then you start boiling what's in the kettle, And then you transfer it to our board. Really easy. Not a lot of stuff to clean. Not a lot of stuff to ties. It's really... If you don't have the space or, you know... It takes... To me, it takes the same amount of time because it took me like 4 or 5 hours to do the batch there compared to before, which was like a half hour. So, I don't know. It's... Ask me in 2 weeks once I taste this brew that's fermenting right now, and we'll see what's going on here. All right. He also says here, hoppy but not bitter beer are great. The Muskoka Detour beer, very hoppy but light tasting. I'm going to again in about 10 days' time for some work-related training. We'll have to drink up some Detour then. Definitely. Muskoka. Have you had some Muskoka, Kerry?
Nope.
I can't remember if I had or not. If I had, it was probably when I was last time I was in Ontario, which was about 4 years ago.
The last time I was in Ontario, I was in Kingston, Ontario, and I was drinking beer at the Kingston Brewing Company. And they have some really good beers there.
Okay. Mike here says, finally, that the inReach is mostly working for people. It seems like a lot of rescues, but there are a lot more people getting out there now. There's a safety net now. Yes, definitely a safety net. The two-way communication is definitely working for a lot of people. Kerry, do you have anything on the YouTube page, or
no.
Since we're doing comments? Okay.
No.
Are you sure? Did you click refresh?
I'm trying to.
Oh, I just saw a new comment here. Keith, he's drinking. I don't know. This is autocorrect. He's drinking that. That's the comment from Keith. I believe he's drinking pitchers at the Tanamagoosh Oktoberfest. So I wish Keith well. And good luck. I'll have to give him a phone call bright and early tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Alright. Did you refresh the YouTube page?
I did. Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? People are entertaining themselves. Twitter.
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
Sorry? Where? Slow River says you should do a live brew. Now, funny you say that. So I was on one of my other forums, and somebody was asking about the same thing. How do I do a live brew on a YouTube and things like that? There, but yeah, you can do me.
So do a hangout and do a brew during the hang, like
yeah,
a brew hangout basically.
Yeah.
Oh, I can definitely do that.
Slow Rock says he's not surprised. He's surprised that the old bridge needs such a big overhaul. I guess it's been a while, yeah, since they put in the third lane. Yeah, well, the things wear down. And he also says Muskoka makes good stuff. He's had the Detour in and he's tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in terms of the bridge there, now the company that's actually doing the platform change, that's from Sensco, I believe. Everything else is being done by Nova Scotia companies. And I would not mind doing a live hangout as I do brew in a bag. I don't know if that would be something people would be interested in. If you guys be interested, I don't know if there's a time you want me to do that, obviously. So post in the comments times you'd like to see it. So obviously weekend is when we do brew, but so bear in mind, you know, we're talking about 4 or 5 hours. So I don't know when you would like to see that. I would definitely be open to that. Uncensored brewing. Person HFX says on Twitter, hello guys, tonight's beers to choose from has a number of beers. And you probably can't see it there because it's all wild. But he has the Boxing Rock Crafty Jack. He has the Rare Bird Full Steam Stout. He has the Crabbies, ginger beer, and the Pump House IPA. Right there. So good stuff, percent of HFX. All right, move on to the next topic, which is... Carrie, did you get the new iPhone yet? iPhone 7?
What?
Did you get the iPhone 6, friend?
No, I haven't.
Good thing you didn't, Carrie, because you would probably bent it by now.
No, I don't put anything in my back pocket except my wallet.
Oh, or front pocket. Oh, well, well, you know what? Problems, because people are putting their phones in their front pockets and bent the crap out of the new iPhone 6. So I guess there's a weak point with the iPhone design. Same thing with the Android. You know, you get your volume modes here kind of not quite off-center. I guess that creates a weak...
And the only thing that the only thing new products does is fuel the economy for good and bad cases that charge it that cost you $50 or $60.
Think of it this way: 30 years ago, you had TV repairs. Nowadays, they tell you just to throw it in the garbage and go buy yourself a new one.
Yep.
That's really what it is.
Yep.
Hey, guess this is a. I did a video on this on Sunday. This is the CRKT pocket chain or keychain multi-tool. The bottle cap opener. I commented how the bottle cap opener doesn't work. So I'm just going to open the cap here and I'll show you how.
It's going to work this time.
No, of course not. One, two.
That's how many times it takes. That's how many times it takes me with a Bic lighter. So there.
Usually I do it with something that works. But anyway,
I have one of these little things.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, you know what? This brings up the great point to our next here. The man who raised on Kickstarter $55 for potato salad. Is having a potato salad party. But let's not really talk about the guy with the potato salad. Let's talk about this whole Kickstarter crowdfunding phenomenon that's happening. And, for example, where is it? Can I reach it here? Let's talk about items that people are making on Kickstarter they're getting funded with. So we talked about, this is a commercial multi-tool, a pot keychain multi-tool. There are hundreds of Kickstarter projects, simple stuff. For example, I bought this. This is just a brass belt hook for my keys. Right? That was a kick project. And another Kickstarter project, which was the... make sure I got it right. A Key Smart, which is just the orange piece of aluminum and two screws that holds my keys, the stack keys, into a nice little format here, and I just, bring out the keys when I need to use the keys like that. That's another Kickstarter project, which is doing really well, I guess. Key Smart. Get keysmart.com. Carrie, what's going on? People are getting like inventive, and they just want $5,000 to get the mold done or whatever to do. Like, is this the way to go? The way to go for stuff?
It's not a bad idea. I mean, there are proven things that come out of it. Like, there's some stainless steel growlers and all kinds of other stuff that are nice handy things. They don't get the dragons to fund them, so somebody else has to do it. And if they're out there searching for funds, kudos for them for doing it and selecting the audience that is going to use the product that they're going to deliver. Exactly. With that.
Well, you know, hey, I'm on screen. Finally. Neil just reminded me that I wasn't on the main screen here. I was talking about. There was a couple of products that there that didn't make to production. You know, they saw this one on Kickstarter. I forget what it was, but they didn't get to go. It seemed like they pocketed the money and stuff like that. But anyway, just to show again the keychain stuff here, Neil was just SlowVR was just mentioning here. This is a brass belt hook or key hook that I got here. So this goes under your belt and your pant loop or whatever you want to call it here. Brass, handmade, got that out of Kickstarter. And the other one was the KeySmart, which was right here. So you just stack the keys on top of one another like this. So I have three keys that I carry.
And only three keys. What happens if you have more? Do you need more space?
You can get extenders. So
extenders
the
on
bolts,
the Chicago bolts?
Nice. Yeah, these bolts. You order the ones that are longer for the number of keys. And then this can accommodate up to 100 keys, which is like...
Oh, sure.
Yeah, insane. But anyway, you tension the screw so that you can just whip out your key. And I'll do a video, but basically you just unlock your key by doing this, right? So it's really nice. I like it a lot. Comes with a little chain hook here. So anyway, this is probably one of the best gadgets that I bought all year was the KeySmart. So the default is keys. The key ring counts as a key. So if you have anything more than three keys, get the extender kit for the amount of keys you have. Because the Yeah, anyway, anything more than three keys, get the extenders. But in terms of gadget for guys, for like 20-something bucks, get one of these. You won't be sorry. Won't be sorry at all. All right, Kerry, we got any more comments on YouTube?
On YouTube, Arthur Donald.
Yes.
He says he also had a bone shaker earlier today. It's a very different tasting beer. Mm. Also expensive. It was $17 for a six pack of
3.1 mil
bottles.
Damn.
Okay, I don't remember if I paid that much.
No, I don't think I paid that much either. I thought I'd pay like $12, $13 like that. So.
Yeah, I can't remember what I paid. Jason also says, when people ask to watch me brew, I always ask if they really want to watch me stand around and wash stuff. Well, you know, you don't have to stand around and wash stuff. Get all that done before. Here's the ingredients. This is what I'm doing. And go.
Well, what if I had, like, I don't know, body painting at the same, but not me.
Like, well, no, we don't want to see you paint your
not me. Maybe I can get somebody else to do body painting once I size the pot or stir the wort or something like that. I don't know. I'm trying to make I'll try to make a show out of it so that, you know, people can enjoy. If it's going to be 4 hours, might have something in there for people to watch and stuff. I don't know. But basically, put down the comments. You know, I'm more than willing to do it.
You got a hand puppet? Or dummy?
Well, I just want to know what times I like to see this kind of stuff. Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Obviously not Friday night, but I don't know. Something like that. Mike Bluefin says here, we can't see anymore. Yeah, my internet kind of dropped out, and then it came back up there, so I kind of don't know where I left off here. Mike thinks that we were done the show. No, not at all. Keep going. Anyway. Any more comments on YouTube, Kenny?
Checking now.
A quick chair. Make sure there's... Just noticing the time here. We're doing pretty good, Kerry, for you and I. Everybody ditched us. Keith was ditched for his Tatamagusha.
Arthur says he can't see me. He can't see you. He can only see me. So.
That was probably had the... Yeah, it happens. It happens. Sometimes I got, for people, if you can't see outside the camera, I got multiple windows here. I got the phone here on different sites. And sometimes I get to unlock or switch the camera around so that the focus is whoever's talking right now. So anyway, looks like it's pretty good. I'm just trying to get to the topics here, see if we have pretty much everything there. But I think we got to everything tonight. We're going to keep this to an hour. As usual, guys, an hour is a good time. Just a reminder that the live replay will be about 10-15 minutes later, and of course we'll have the audio-only podcast version. And I'm noticing that the podcast is increasing in number of downloads, so thank you to whoever is loading the podcast here, so we definitely do that. Mike is saying that he will watch a brew session, so that is cool. I will have to schedule something. Obviously, I will need to post in advance when I would do pick it up. Basically, for the brew stuff, for the beer stuff, is that I will order the kit, pick it up from Dave at Everwood Avenue Brew Shop here. Amos Plains is just down the road here, and I just pick it up, and he mills the grains, and I brew it within the hour deal, so it's probably as fresh grains as you can get. I will need to probably post in advance to make sure that people come in for that, and just do it. Put down in the comments also what else you would like to see there. As Jason alluded to in the comments, that there's a lot of kind of downtime, and I've watched some hangouts before where the downtime gets long, so I don't know what else can we do in between that. It might be a half hour period, it might be an hour and a half period. There's not all going on, so. You know, do you want to see some body painting, or do you want to see something else? Do you want to see, or do you want to do other topic Q&A or something like that? So definitely put that in the comments and get an idea, but I'm definitely open to do that. Kerry, any last comments before we close it off for another week?
I don't think so, but I will be with Jack.
All right, perfect. And... just got a notification here for a new message, but I think pretty much good. I think I am good. Yep, I'm good with that.
We got one from Jason.
Yes.
He says, yes, are you entering the Garrison Homebrew competition?
No.
Make a show of that.
Yeah, no, I did. And this is a porter... forget the name, the specific style, like aggressive porter or beefed up porter. I did one, actually, I do have a porter on tap right now. That was my very first porter. And I don't think, well, that was an extract kit, so I'm not going to send an extract kit for a brew off there. I was hoping they would do an Imperial error that's in there right now. I would send that in. But I would want to do a few more batches with the auger, the brew in the bag stuff, and get a handle on a few things. Jason, I'm doing a stage carboy with that. Do you do two stages, or guys who are watching, are you doing two-stage fermentation, like bucket carboy, or, you know, I'm doing single. I don't know if that what people do nowadays. I wanted something hazy and MZ. That was what I wanted out of this beer. So I don't know. I think I'm going to get that out of this beer. But I just want to know with all grain guys, like Jared, you know, what he does in terms of single stage or double stage. And I might get you to refresh that carrying case. Jason mentioned that. Other than that, kids, that's pretty much all I got. Got anything else to plug, Kerry?
No.
No?
Not at this current time. Slow River has a comment.
Oh, yes.
YouTube. He says, a Sunday afternoon or evening would be his choice. You're the one doing all the work, and he gives thumbs down to the body painting.
Again, the body painting, I'm not going to get painted. It's going to be somebody else. Anyway, I don't know why I'm even saying body painting, but, you know.
Sausages and cheese, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe a degustation, some cheese. Maybe we can do, like, a tasting or something. The only problem is with that, well, you know, we might have to do evening. Or supper evening. Yeah, we might have to do it because we've got the little one. I don't want the little one. Okay, the little one, the one-year-old, is roaming everywhere, right? And probably don't want her in the kitchen area as I got hot 5 gallons of boiling liquid around. So, yeah, I'm aiming towards evening. Sunday's not bad either. There's a few Sundays where I can do late into accommodate Eastern time zones here. So, Bluefin just sent a comment here. It says here that he's just been doing sage in the plastic bucket for 3 to 5 weeks, and he gave up trying to the carboy. Now I'm the reverse, Mike. I decided to go, like, from the kettle, so I did the boil, did all the brew in the bag stuff, transferred it to the carboy, did a bluff tube into some star sand to let that just, you know, agitate and stuff. I didn't want to do bucket. I just wanted to do carboy. And I think there was some stuff that I was reading that could make a difference than bucket. I just want to use the bucket for a bucket. Just to hold liquid, you know, the brew in the bag, just hold stuff. Carboy gets in all the stuff there. Anyway. Any other updates, Kerry?
Yeah. Jason says that sometimes he does a single. If there's a lot of trub and hop slop, then he does a two-stage. If he dry hops, then he does a two-stage. Yeah, I would do the same thing, probably.
Yeah.
Arthur says yes to the body painting, but please find some other bodies.
Arthur, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you.
Boddington's? Boddington's is bodies?
Bodies? Boddington's?
I like Boddington's. The cream of Manchester.
That stuff. Yeah, well, this double IPA required 2 packs of yeast, and quite thick. I can't bring the camera to show you there, but It's like this much stuff at the bottom there. So I really don't know how much I'm going to get 5 gallons of this. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see. I was thinking of just for next time, I would probably do double stick, do carboy to carboy instead. I don't know. All depends.
You can top it up to 5 in the secondary to get volume, but you're going to lose on alcohol content.
I've been kind of the last 4 or 5 batches, like basically since April, stuff I've been doing have been around, well, 4 to 5 per BV. You know, the American Pale Ales, I did a Merrill Ale, I did a Lager, I did a Porter. I think that's it. Yeah, 3. Yeah, all when I was doing them and stuff like that, all were below or around 5% ABV. So my personal taste is I like high ABV, but I don't want to drink a lot. So I want a nice, you know, a nice pint of a double IPA, like, you know, like a Vicar's Cross, for example. Vicar's Cross, that does me for the night, and I'm good. So that's kind of where I kind of roll with terms of the beer. So I'm kind of open to trying out a lot of imperial stuff, Baltic porters, Russian imperials, just to get the ABV up a bit, but not necessarily be something that you want a lot of. So, all right. Okay, I think we're going to call it a night. We're good. We're well over the hour that we normally did. Like to thank everybody for commenting tonight, all the regulars there. Carrie, thanks a lot for being on the panel tonight. Really appreciate it, as usual. And next week, the boys, well, at least Keith, he won't have Oktoberfest, so he'll be able to join us.
He seems like he's having a good time.
Yeah, you can take a look at Keith's Twitter. He's having way too much good time.
Yeah.
The replay, about 10, 15 minutes, and then the podcast will be up on the weekend. And if you think about ideas for the brew session, hang on. I'm all ears, but right now, no body paint for me, but do stuff in the evening hours. That's kind of what I got. So, all right, thanks, Carrie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you later. All right, we'll see you guys next Friday.